Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Steph.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo. Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9. We return to the low tide. Ooh, we're returning to the low tide. Sorry, little technical difficulties. Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9, hitting you across the airwaves. You are listening to Lethal Refresh. Coming straight to you from the unceded stolen lands of the Hunkaminam speaking Musqueam people, all the way out, broadcasting all the way out to the lands of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples on this Truth and Reconciliation Day, this day for sitting, thinking, and reminding oneself of the knowledge of what has happened on this land. The attempt to remove cultures of Indigenous peoples across Canada, and the continued resilience and power of Indigenous peoples to create art, to live, to exist, and to love each other and to be happy. And to everyone, I hope you're okay on this day. I hope you're taking time, whether you be whatever you may be, coming to Canada, being born in Canada, wherever you may come from, this is a day to think and to think about what your ancestors have done, what your country has done, and the governments and the systems you continue to live and interact with. I recommend everyone out there read, what's it called, the 94 acquisition points. I'm getting the name wrong, but please read up. Please stay knowledgeable. Please keep learning. Don't close your mind. This is a good day to listen to others and to think quite deeply. Well, right now, it's just me, Ewan, in the studio, not original member of Lethal Refresh, but I am here. Hopefully, Steph will be joining us in a little bit, possibly Inez from Gobstopper and Spin Your Ear. But we have a couple new music things happening brought to you by lovely, lovely Jay, who's currently in Haida Gwaii. Perhaps maybe Jay might want to call in. We will see. Danny might call in. We will see. Steph, who's all the way... B, who's all the way out in Ireland. Maybe that'd be cool. We'll see what B's up to. But we got some new music. Helped, prepared by Jay. So we have a couple of great songs, a couple of new albums that just came out that have had a lot of conversation in the CITR space. So we're going to play some of that. Well, let's get right into the music. I'm feeling well. It's been a lovely weekend. It's been a very thoughtful weekend. And we're very excited to play some new tracks for anyone across the airwaves or online. First off, we have Periwinkle Princess by Cranberry Virgin, a local Vancouver artist who originally comes from Southern Maine, so-called Vancouver, so-called Maine, Cranberry Virgin playing their demo Periwinkle Princess, And we're going to continue on to some other tracks that I hope to talk about soon. So thank you for listening to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9. And enjoy the show. Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9, you're listening to Lethal Refresh. We're going to continue on the songs, but I just wanted to correct what I said before. I recommend you read the 94 calls to action, all of them if you can. If not, you know, try to read as many as possible. I think it's important that... all Canadians read the 94 calls to action put forth by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Oh, sorry, not by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. No, I think it's important. I'm messing it up, but please. Okay, we're gonna continue on the songs. Yeah. So next we're gonna play three songs. We have Apollon by Ghost Mountain, formerly of the, well, still of the Haunted Mound, I guess. Apollon, so Ghost Mountain was the original member of the Haunted Mound. Artists like Cemetery, Hackledown, formerly Turnabout. I can't think of any others off the top of my head. Ghost Mountain was an original member, had left the collective for film school, I believe, and has recently come out with this single, which is amazing. It's been stuck in my head all day, all week, the entire weekend. I can't get the song out of my head. The music video is great too. Highly recommend you watch it if you have the time. And next, we also have Alone by The Cure, from their forthcoming album, which goes by the name of Songs of a Lost World. It's going to be releasing on November 1st, but this is the first single we're hearing from them. How long has it been since their last album? Let's see. I feel like it's been a good little while. Last album in 2018. So, yeah, it's been a minute for The Cure. So it'll be nice to hear what they have cooking up. And then we're going to play some Sophie a bit later, but first Apollon by Ghost Mountain Apollon by Ghost Mountain.
Is on the mountain by a stream they descend with the night. Yeah, I say it's in the garden by the tree where they skin him alive. Yeah, don't waste away while you're looking back. Don't try to know, can't break through that. Falling with the sun, but it's not. Strong, now I'm dead and gone. Cut off my wings, but the break is done. I sang a song, now it's sad and done. People are in a bottle like I'm not alone. With seven strong, now I'm dead and gone. The twilight crests as I'm pushing on. Sing a song, now it's said and done. It's time to gather, got me casting you out. It's time to rain, time to sow. Let me go. Yeah, yeah, no.
Thank you. Everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR 0.0.1.9 FM. I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet in it flows on CITR 101.9 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. In Vancouver, on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting to you on this Truth and Reconciliation Day. And remember, there is no pride in genocide. support local Indigenous businesses, care for the mental health of yourself and others. This is an important day, and this is not a day to be commodified or treated as merely any bank holiday. Thank you for listening. You just heard two lovely tracks. You heard Apollon by Ghost Mountain from the new single. Hopefully there's a tape coming out from Ghost Mountain. I love that song. Really cool. And then you heard Alone by The Cure. Really like that track. That was really, a little bit down, but like in a good way, in a very positive way. Inez is just walking to the studio. I'm actually really excited. I grew up with The Cure. Love Cats was always playing in the house. But this is sort of a different turn, which I actually really, really like. Inez is about to walk into the studio, so I'm going to wait a little bit for Inez. It's a nice day today. I hope, if you do want to get outside, that you do get outside. It's another beautiful, beautiful day, a little chill in the air. So don't forget a coat, but, if you like to walk, so be it. We have Inez joining us in the studio.
Hi.
What's up, Inez? How are you doing?
I feel like it's a bit of a heavy day.
It is.
But,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of community and things happening, which is always important, but
yeah,
I don't know, just on the way here, I was just like, I started really feeling it, like once I stepped outside.
I can definitely feel it. There's the energy in the air.
Tapping into some grief and some intense things.
Yeah, but it's also a good time to, support and be with the people you love. I was talking about a bit of that stuff on the air, but I don't think I can enough. I still have a lot of learning to do. So, I think it's nice to share music as well on a day like today. And we're gonna be playing. I played The Cure, a little bit of the Ghost Mountain track, and then we also have. On the 25th. We've been playing some singles from it, but the new Sophie album came out. It's a lot. So this is Sophie's album, which her brother worked on after. This is how many years after her passing? This is 3 years now. And we were listening to it, and I think it's called Sophie, and I think there's been a lot of talk about it for a little while, a lot of buzz, and I think there's a lot of heavy, mixed feelings that we have about it. It's a really interesting posthumous album because it's like less of what's there and what's not there, kind of. Like, you really feel what's missing in her sound and presence. But out of the album, there was one track which really hit home for me, which was Always and Forever featuring Hannah Diamond. If you're interested, Hannah Diamond has a really interesting Instagram post about, or not interesting, but like really emotional Instagram post about what it was like making the song with Sophie and how it was kind of some of the last times she'd seen her. So thought we'd play that, and we might come back to play the Shoo Shoo. Maybe we'll just play the song by itself. Okay. You're about to hear Always and Forever, featuring Hannah Diamond from the new album, Sophie. Enjoy.
Chasing a light in the sky.
Listening to Lethal Refresh and You're Beautiful. That track that you just heard was Always and Forever by Sophie and Hannah Diamond. What are you thinking, Iz?
I think it's a really nice, like, mind massage. Yeah. It's got like a massaging kind of motif.
Yeah.
I feel that reoccurs throughout the song, and it's nice. I'd also say, like, not to get into comparison, but personally, I feel like with the Charlie Sophie tribute, mm-hmm. I feel like that, like, this song is that for me much more.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Yeah, I would have to agree. It's, yeah, Hannah Diamond has such, her voice really captures so much in that relationship and the emotion she feels. I think, like, she's such an amazing, Hannah Diamond is such an amazing person. And I think the friendship that her and Sophie shared, as well as the friendship Sophie shared with so many people, was so pure and beautiful. So we hope you're doing well, Hannah, on this almost October season. But we're going to continue with another track. Pale Flower by Shushu, this is from their new album, which just came out. Oh my gosh, wait. I thought it came out a couple days. No, it came out on the 27th. It came out 3 days ago. I thought it came out like a week ago. Never mind. This is their brand new album. Fresh. It's still got the plastic packaging on album. You can rip it off if you want. But this is from the new album, 13-inch Frank Beltrame Italian Stiletto with Bison Horn Grips. Do you think you might have been partially, like, involved in the process of this album's creation?
I think that'd be very, that'd be, like, really centering myself.
Yeah, but I'd like
to, you know, everyone can have a little pipe dream.
Yeah.
It's okay to dream sometimes. I'd say that, I actually need to fully listen to it.
Yeah, but probably. Maybe. But I think it's very interesting because the first thing I thought of when this album came out was I thought of you and your little excursion to Kingston.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kingston, yeah. Ontario. But I like that you don't want to center yourself. That's very cool. And then we also have, we're going to play Wretched Trajectory by Origami Angel from their new album, which also came out on the 27th, called Feeling Not Found.
They're playing a show soon.
For MRG.
Yeah.
In November. I think it's the 5th.
Let me get
back. Yeah, we can check that. Origami Angel, a favorite among so many.
It's on the 5th at the Rickshaw Theater.
At the Rickshaw.
Oh, wait, the openers are dead. They're called dead.
Oh.
Oh, no, they changed the opener. Sorry.
Okay. Because they were... But I think Steph really likes Origami Angel, as well as a lot of other people. Does Jay like Origami Angel?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Origami Angel, a favorite among the main Lethal Refresh members, who I'm sure will show up at some point, or we'll see them on the next episode. But we're going to play Wretched Trajectory and Pale Flower by Shushu and Origami Angel.
Shushu's also on tour. They're touring that album now.
Oh, really?
I wanted to get the Shushu, like, booty shorts.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's also just, like, that's, like, I feel like that's, like...
No, but sometimes
certain merch items are, like, not low-hanging fruit, but they're just so, like...
Sometimes you have to, though. Like, sometimes it's really nice to just go the full... Like, it's very kitschy. It's very, like, fun. Like,
or
it's very indulgent.
Or the switchblade knife.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when anyone wears, like, any piece of Shushu merch, I get very, like, happy. Like, I remember the first time I ever met up with, like, internet friends, one of the guys was wearing Shushu merch, and I was
wow. Yeah.
I felt very understood, so.
I remember at the Pride, like, tote bag painting I showed you. I, like, painted the Shushu tote bag.
Oh, yeah. No, that's very fun. So, we're going to let you enjoy these new songs, and we'll come back in a little bit, maybe play some ads. I hope you're doing well today. Taking some time for yourself, knowing that you have the power to be loved, and, you know, being there for yourself. So please enjoy these next couple tracks. Meow.
Excrement of a rainbow off into coming to the rainbow off on two. A loved one's thighs. How for you to say I was in
South Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyber web? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void. Loneliness.
Whoa, hold on. Where are you taking all those cacti?
I need to put them near the radio.
How come?
They love to hear Everly's nature-based music on Dead Succulent Haunt every Thursday at 5 p.m. on CITR 101.9.
Oh, Dead Succulent Haunt? Where your plants can grow and you can mourn those you've lost?
Come on, plants, let's grow.
Listening to CITR 101.9
FM.
FM. CITR 101.9. You're listening to Lethal Refresh. I hope you've been somewhat refreshed on today, this Truth and Reconciliation Day. But yeah, I think people should think about Truth and Reconciliation every day, because it happens every day. So we just heard Pale Flower by Shushu from their new album, as well as Wretched Directory by Origami Angel from their new album. Pretty nice stuff. Yeah, would you say so?
Yeah, we talk about like the nostalgic appeal of Origami Angel.
Yeah,
like that is just the quintessential sound, like the tone of the guitar, everything. It's just like exactly what it was like.
Yeah, super poppy. Like in a good way. Like,
yeah.
It's weird. I feel like that'd make a great summer song.
Yeah, there's like, you ever see that you remember like the early days of Netflix where they had like maybe 4 or 5 independent movies? Like they didn't have that many. And they had one called like The Way, Way Back, and it's like a summer indie movie about a guy.
I think I remember
in,
this,
like,
yeah,
a water amusement park. Like that's the kind of song that they would have. It's like a, like just like a summer, like indie boy summer song.
Yeah, good for a montage maybe. Yeah, if you're making a movie montage. I miss movie montages. It was like, it was funny, movies have the like the high of like the montage when everything's going super well, and as soon as the montage ends they instantly hit you with that thing where like the characters like break up.
Oh yeah.
And then they have to like be friends again. Mm-hmm. But it was always so tough with that montage with the good music, because you knew that pain was gonna come like right after. It was actually crazy. Like the montage literally ends, and then they're like, they just hit you with like everything falls apart.
And
then
it's even better if they have like the noise of like a record scratch. Like,
oh my god!
Or they have like something, they have like a door slam, or they have like a car door slam, like those kinds of things.
Yeah, just immediate addressing that it's all gone to down the pipes. Okay, so we have a couple more tracks. We have about 10 minutes left, so we're going to probably play 3-ish more tracks, and then we're going to send you off into the beautiful land of Chris with his Chris-erific show, Parts Unknown. We have Manifestiny by TJ Felix, Armor by Bloom Effect, and Everything is Easy by Death's Dynamic Shroud. I think this is, I can't remember the member's name, it's not the guy who's in Giant Claw. It's not the bald one. It's the one with the hair, because that he always makes these very like emotive, like operatic kind of things. Like they'd be in like a musical. So yeah, we're gonna play those three. We'll see about the Death Dynamic Shroud. We want to give space for Chris. So, but yeah, we're gonna play those. And this will probably be us sending off. So thank you for listening to Lethal Refresh. Take time, learn. This is a great day for learning. If you should. So yeah. Okay.
Have you seen that? The quick thing. Have you seen the TJ Felix thing? Where she posted like there was like a bio that somebody published about her, and it was like TJ Felix is a two spirit, and then she crossed out two spirit and wrote like at least six spirits like, in the thing.
No, I haven't.
I kind of love that. Yeah. Fuck.
I need to follow TJ more. That's pretty awesome. Six spirit. Be ready to
at least six.
Oh, sorry, at least
six spirits.
Be ready to hear at least six spirits right now. Okay. Bye bye. Meow.
Until you reach the stream, and I was awakened by a scream.